We now talk boys basketball. Beavers off to a 1-0 start here after a 50-38 road win at Hoisington last Friday night. They'll be at home for three games in 3 days, as they will play at 7:30 Thursday night and Friday night, and then 6:30 on Saturday. And of course, right after the girls' game, so come out and check three doubleheaders in 3 days if you're in town. We start off with senior and Dylan Duff here starting things off for the boys. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. First career start last Friday night. What was that moment like for you?
It was pretty scary, but then like once the game started going, it kind of just cooled down.
Yeah, and you felt like you gotten a little bit of the rhythm. How'd you feel you played for a game one?
I feel like we all could have played better, but it's game one, so.
Yeah, and it got to be a pretty good game, but you guys never trailed, so that was important there. And what'd you feel like that you did on Friday night?
I feel like my defensive and rebounding was pretty good.
All right, and yeah, I had some pretty good shots from three, and feel like those are going to start to drop here as the season goes on?
That's the plan.
That's the plan? I like that plan. All right, what's the goal you have for this year?
Probably start getting my threes to go and work better as a team and then make it to state.
All right. What's practice has been like for you, and how do you feel like you guys are maybe coming together here early on?
They're pretty intense. Like, all three groups, we're all just pushing each other really hard, and that's just getting us better, everyone. Yeah. And it's just making us a better team.
What's it like to be a senior?
It's crazy.
You feel old yet?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully things are going well for you, man. You've had a good start. Get that first career start under your belt there, and get to play at home. That'll be kind of fun there. And Dylan, thanks again for the time as always, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, senior Dylan Duff joining us here, and we'll bring up our second senior, and Brendan Bailey. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Got in a little bit for game time the other night. What was that moment like for you? And you checked in there in the ball game.
Coaches looked at me and Avery and said, you two want to go in? And we both just kind of shook our heads yes, and it was fun. It always is when you get to go in and play and be in varsity. It's awesome.
Yeah, almost got that basket to go, huh?
Oh, that was Avery. He almost made it.
Yeah, Avery, yeah.
I was banking for him to make it.
Yeah, but no, you've had a pretty good role helping out there this year. What's been kind of – how do you define your role?
I just think of it as like a scout team player, you know, like I got to get those guys better. I got to know my role if I get in. And at the same time, I just got to get them better and let them know what's going to happen in the next week.
Well, as you take a look at this season, finally get to some home games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. What would you like to accomplish this year?
Have a winning record and make it to state would be awesome.
All right. And what do you think that you're trying to do to maybe improve on your game?
You know, I don't want to do anything on the court. I just want to be there for my guys and be as positive as I can and be just right there excited for them as much as I am for myself.
Just kind of be that bench cheerleader, huh?
Oh, yeah, all the time. You know, just got to have a good time all the time.
You got some good pump up, I don't know what you want to call it, but motivational things off the bench there?
Oh, I love when they make a three and we yell boom, or when Sage, dunks and everybody starts flexing. That's awesome. I love that so much.
All right. Good deal. Hopefully we get plenty of that throughout the year here. I know that's got to be like your forte, right?
Oh, yeah. When they dunk, man, I just get so excited. It's awesome.
All right. Well, keep up the good work, and thanks again for joining me here, and have a good one.
You too.
All right, once again, senior Brendan Bailey joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We're bringing our next guest, Coach Brian Gentry, here. He'll get the headset. Scott City with three practices here in 3 days. They get ready for Thursday night battle with the Lamar Thunder. So, yeah, I had to look that up there. They actually changed their mascot a few years ago. They were the Savage, and now they're the Thunder, and it's a buffalo roaming in.
I would not have known that, but I did know they were the Buffalo.
Yeah, but, last week, Hoisington first game of the year, you don't know a whole lot about the other team. You kind of had an idea since you played them last year, but somewhere during the offseason, they decided to add a big guy in there, and you guys pick up the victory. How'd you feel like game one went for you?
I thought the energy was great. I thought defensively we were active. Early on, we were a little bit late on some rotations, a little too aggressive on some rotations, and leaving the back open. But we were able to tip most of those and kind of throw them off. But offensively, getting the ball down low and scoring, it was a physical battle mm-hmm. down there, and it was tough. I mean, that kid is a big kid. And, I mean, we've went up against other kids like that, but the way that it was being called, and it kind of took some of our, willingness to get mm-hmm. it down there away. And then Jackson's early foul trouble, probably added to that a little bit too. But, as far as the shots that we took, looking back on it after mm-hmm. watching film, there was one shot that I questioned. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a bad shot. It was just, a shot that, we probably didn't need, but – Mm-hmm. I liked all the shots that we took. They were kick out threes, and we tell them all the time, you got to shoot those, and they're still doing it. And so I thought a lot of things, went well. Obviously there's some mm-hmm. things that we need to sharpen up on, and maybe not even the shot selection, just the time and score. They made that little bit of a run in the third, in the fourth, and so maybe we just tighten it up a little bit and maybe just turn down a couple of shots. But, I'm going to live with these guys shooting mm-hmm. it. They've shot the ball really well. We didn't shoot the ball very well from the free throw line or the three-point line, yeah. Friday night. But you'll have games like that, and it's important to find ways to put the ball in the basket when you aren't shooting the ball well. And I thought we did a good job of that.
Boy, Sage had quite the breakout game.
Yeah, he did. It's nothing new, I think, to our players. Uh-huh. I mean, it happens quite frequently at practice. To get a guy that, started playing with us last year, didn't play very much, and just had a mm-hmm. huge summer as far as confidence, I think. He's always understood the game very well. Mm-hmm. But just to have that confidence and play freely, I think really helps him. And with his reach, I mean, he can really cause some problems. And, mm-hmm. and when he's on the top of that press, I mean, it's difficult. 9 out of 10 players want to throw it over the top of him, which is very difficult to do. And we were able to get our hands on some of those. And mm-hmm. and he got out in the open and dunked. And like I said Friday, I'm like, people like to watch it. So I hope, we get a lot of people out there, this weekend and watch these guys, because they're fun to watch.
No, kind of going back a little bit with Jackson, foul trouble. You don't want to have him in a foul trouble like he was, but was it good for your team to kind of play with that issue early on in the season or even in the first quarter?
Yeah, it is. I mean, anytime you can work on those things mm-hmm. and come away with a win, you're gonna grow from it. Mm-hmm. And, we were, after that Liberal Jamboree, we were pretty set on having Coy come down and start working more in the post, just so that we could mm-hmm. still continue to run what we did. And Coy picked up on it, really fast, really well. And that gave us the luxury of being able to continue to run our stuff. So with him going on the bench, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. When there's
yeah.
3.5 minutes or whatever on the clock in the first quarter and he picks up two, it's not a very good feeling sitting there. It's like, what are we doing? But I thought our guys did a good job, and they continue to move the ball well and all those things. So they did a great job. Got to sharpen up a few things, but we're on the right path.
Well, it's three games and three nights and two teams that you've never played before, starting with Lamar tomorrow night. Just kind of looking at some stuff up on them. They're 3-0 coming into tomorrow night, and then Friday with Coronado. I think they're improved. Saturday, Little Hunza could be interesting. Don't know a whole lot about them, but starting off with Lamar tomorrow night could be a good matchup for you guys.
Yeah, they've got 3-0. What we've got on film, we've got a few other games on film, and not really any rhyme or reason for the offense that they run. Number 0 can shoot, left-handed kid. He can shoot, and then they've got good size. I mean, I think 3 out of their 5 starters are 6'3 or taller, 1'6'6". So their offense is kind of based upon a mismatch. Mm-hmm. They're going to come down and try to identify a mismatch, and they're going to post that kid up. So for our guards that start and that come off the bench, I mean, they're going to have to do their work early, which is what mm-hmm. we tell them, quite a bit. If you got to jump to the ball, if somebody's going to cut, make them cut through your forearm, you got to get an arm in their chest and do your work early, because a lot of people won't continue to battle. Mm-hmm. so we will have our hands full right there if we decide to get lazy on defense. From what we've seen, they get a little wild, you know, when they're throwing the ball and passing the ball. And so we want to pressure them. We want to press and get out and run. But aside from that, you know, not a lot of sets that we have that I've seen on three games. And, you know, then you go to Coronado, who is very much improved. They run different actions than they did last year, with mainly the same players, just a year older. I don't know that they really lost anybody. And so they're a much better team. They beat Garden City in their first game, and then they lost two close ones to Palmer Ridge and somebody else. I don't know what game we have on there, but it's on there. And but yeah, I mean, a dangerous team, an athletic team, and if you get lazy on defense on them, they're going to backdoor cut you, and they're going to get layups or dunks, and so got to be ready for them. And then La Junta, I only know what I can pick up on stats because they played one game, and that coach did not send me the film, so I don't really know what they're going to run, but hopefully in the next 2 days, one of the teams we can get film from and go from there. But, you know, our guys have actually taken really 3 days. They've taken huge strides in playing the way that we try to tell them to play, which is get downhill and play off of 2 feet. And each day it was like another player decided to do it. You know, so, it, you know, Alex did it on Monday, and then it was Alex and Eloy. Today it was Alex, Eloy, and Dylan. You know, and so many good things happened when they were doing that. And for them to continue to do it is only going to make us better.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to get it going, you know. And again, like I said, I hope everybody comes out and that gym gets as close to packed as it can, because it's going to be fun. I mean, heck, the girls put up 60-plus. I mean, it's
– yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to watch. I mean, that game that the girls played in was as exciting as a girls' game is that I've seen in a long time, just given the points that they scored. And, you know, our guys, like I said, people like to watch dunk, so come on out.
Yeah. So it'll be fun tomorrow night, Friday night, and Saturday night. Nice to get three in a row at home.
Yeah, it will be. That will be nice.
All right. Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks, as always, for the time, Coach, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Adam.